Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You can't just be fucking and be lifeless out here, because 2 to 5 times a day you're pretty much lifeless. You have no life in you.
Because the thing is, like, after you do the thing, yeah, you just want to sleep.
Honestly. I'm not surprised. I know our friendship is trauma. Relationship trauma, 100%. Yeah, because the shit that I tell you, I don't even know why I tell you sometimes.
I want to know. Like, it's fucking juicy, but there's no way, like, I'm going to date. Like, nah, I'm not dating nobody like you. It's fucking impossible, bro.
Fam, if you're going to date, then I'm going to date a loser.
It doesn't have to be ugly, he has to be like a game or some shit. Yeah. Some shit different from yours. Some shit fucking different. Athletes and all them niggas are fucking lost. Lost, literally.
Forget about us. We're done out here. We have too much testosterone. You think I'm going to go play football every day running up and down and just save my testosterone in my body? Nah, that shit got to release.
Well, release it to your girl. Why you gotta cheat?
See, that's the thing. I got a girl. I'm single right now, so it's calm. No, look, if I had a girlfriend, obviously it's gonna change. You already know that. If I have a girlfriend, obviously it's gonna change.
Yeah, right.
I'm not gonna be behaving the same way if I... That's why I don't even want to get a girlfriend
for
right
now. For the first, like, three months, then you're gonna start losing shit. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Friends Are Benefits podcast episode.
What's up?
25.
Shit.
Crazy. Nuts.
What's happening? That's actually crazy. I'm turning 24 in like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Big man.
You're a big man.
I'm a big man. Can actually take a vacation from work. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to be off for the whole week.
Keep the mic close to you, bro. Why are you whispering in their ear?
There we go. Yeah, I think I'm going to take a vacay for like a week or two. My birthday. Make it really special. I don't know. See, that's the thing. The only reason why I'm not doing that, I would have done that 100%. Yeah. Is because I can't travel. If I could travel, I'm taking like a week and going to the UK or Amsterdam. Somewhere.
Yeah.
But I can't, so...
Why would you waste your vacation times if you're not going to like leave the country?
That's what I'm saying. I can't. That's why... I'm rethinking. That was the plan initially.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking by the time my birthday comes, I'm going to be able to travel.
Oh.
But now it's here and I can't. So it's like, y'all just fucked up my plans. Yeah, I got to
save it up.
That's all I can do.
Mm.
But I have to take out like a week by next month. I have to, because I've been saving some since last year.
Mm.
So I'm just going to take a week and just chill at home. looks like.
I mean, that's dope too.
I mean, that's dope. Yeah. Yeah. That is kind of dope.
You can do what you want for a week.
Yeah.
Don't have facts. To worry about what master saying.
Facts. 24, bro. Time is flying, you know. 24.
It's really scary.
It's in a year.
Yeah.
Right? Our brains are going to be fully developed. Okay? Because at 25.
Wow! At 25, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
You know, they say like once your brain is fully developed, like you don't take risks as you used to.
As much, yeah.
That's scary to me.
It kind of is. It's like, that's the beginning years of you becoming stuck in your ways. Because you know, the older you become, the more stuck in your ways you become.
Yeah, you become like stuck in like even the place that you work at. That's what the most scariest thing for me.
Yeah. See, we got to be conscious about that. Because we know that's what it's like when you're 25.
Yeah.
It's not like everything is just going to be automatic. In a way, you still have agency. You know what I mean? But you just got to be aware of that. If it's just like up to your brain is always going to try to make you more comfortable.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to push yourself and put yourself out there. Otherwise, you're going to be doing the same shit day in, day out for a very long time. And that life is not interesting.
It's going to turn to like a pattern.
Exactly.
I'm not ready to get old. That's what I'm saying. Like, so not ready.
You got a year now before you turn 25.
Yeah.
Make going to the gym a habit. Okay. Make going to the gym a habit. So
I'm younger than you. Because I just filled 23. So I have like almost 1 year to fill 24.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, you got like
so
2 years.
So I have like 2 years.
Yeah. Such a child. Such a baby. Ugh.
Wow.
Mentally, I think we're about the same age. So it is what it is.
I would say I'm up, bro.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say
you
that.
You should know better.
With your cocky ass.
But you should know better.
No, but that's the thing. I think you're talking shit. I think you're talking shit. Mentally, you're not up there, fam. I've seen shit in life.
What have you seen? You think you have seen more than me?
I have seen shit in life.
What have you seen?
Should we do a struggles battle?
Rich boy?
Should we do a struggles battle?
Let's do a struggles battle. Let's fucking do
it. I don't think you're fucking
I think
ready
I'm going to win
that.
Already, though. You know
I
why?
I don't think. Why?
You know
go
why?
Ahead, go ahead.
No mom, no dad. There you go. Boom. The war is over. The war is over. I took all the flowers.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to beat that one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give
I
you,
took
I'm gonna,
all the flowers.
I'm going to give you that trophy.
About?
I'm going to give you that trophy.
Thank you. Yeah. Shit. You're not even on the same level. You grew up rich.
Okay? Yo, stop.
I grew up fucking eating noodles. That's what I ate.
That's cap, first of all.
You know what I used to do? You know what me and my sister used to do? This is the saddest thing ever, by the way. But somebody gotta say it. We don't want to go to school, yeah, because school is shit. So even like when we were sick, this isn't Sweden, by the way. So you being poor when everybody else is rich, it's a different level of poor. Is it not?
Yeah.
Like being poor, like in Ethiopia, like if I was there, it would have been hit a little bit different because you'd be like, I'm struggling,
everybody.
But everybody else struggling.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's different to like when you're in Sweden and you feel poor as fuck and everybody else is rich.
And everybody's telling you that you're poor.
Everybody's
maybe not in your face,
you,
but you can see.
Everybody keep on asking you stupid questions. I said like, so where are you going to ski this year?
Mm.
What are you talking about?
That's a luxury.
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's a fucking luxury.
Till this day, I've never skied. Till this day. So yeah, it just hits very different. So me and my sister, like even when we were sick at home, yeah. They offer you like school lunch at the school cafeteria in school, which is very great. Thank you, Sweden, for that. And it's always like a good food. So everybody in my school used to complain about the school food. Every Swedish person I ever knew never was happy about the school's food.
It's always some shit.
They always have to complain about some shit. Yeah. And this is Valdemarsvik. This is like the village. They feed you good. They feed
organic,
you real good. Organic shit.
Straight from the farm.
Yeah. Like they want to take care of the students more. So like more students come to that school, you know?
Yeah.
In the cities, they don't give a fuck that much.
No.
Let me be honest. But so when me and my sister were sick and we don't want to go to school for some reasons, we will still wait to like the last 30 minutes of the cafeteria is gonna close. And we will walk to the cafeteria, all right?
Holy
just
shit.
To eat her lunch. Sandwich.
Yeah.
That's what we were on about.
And that's on the days that you guys don't go to school.
We were literally sick. You'll be sick. Holy and you don't want to go to school. Like, you'll be depressed as fuck because you're poor. Yeah. And you don't want to go to school. But then you have nothing to eat at home. So you will go to the cafeteria and eat. That's the poor I'm talking about.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So you and me raised differently.
Fam? Yeah, I guess. But coming to Sweden, I'm not going to lie. You know this. Like, I struggled when I just came to Sweden.
Yeah, that's facts.
It's kind of like, yeah, like back home we had it. We're kind of well off. Let's just put it like that. I'm not going to say rich, but we're like well off.
Yeah.
But when I came to Sweden, I had to start from scratch. Just like you. And that was really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Like, dad's money at that point couldn't help me whatsoever. Dad had
other stuff that he needed to take care of. Imagine. Yeah.
Now, if I had dad's money when I came over here, I would have been set. But when I came over here, I basically had to be a man. I had to stand up for myself. And that was difficult.
Yeah.
Shit. Sometimes I remember, like, I would have to wait, like, until the end of the month. Right? Before I could buy, like, toothpaste. Like, I do.
Yeah, that's poor, man.
That having to calculate every single thing.
Yeah.
That you buy every single thing, it's whether it be shampoo, whether it be toothpaste or toothbrush. Fam, I've been through that. I've seen that. And trust me, it's difficult.
No, I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. But for you, it was also like a huge difference from like where you were like back at home.
Yeah.
To where you were like when you got here. It's like just so much difference. The dive it took was insane.
Yeah.
And that must be traumatizing.
That was kind of traumatizing. I'm happy that stage is like behind me now.
For sure.
Hopefully it never comes back. That's the reason why now I work and I save as much as I can. Just so that, because I'm telling you, like when I came over here, it was literally I was living month to month. That's basically how I had been living for like a very long time.
Yeah.
And that living month to month, yeah, that is stress in on its own. Because it's not very often that you go until the end of the month and you have something left in like your account. So like you're always worrying like, am I going to have food until the end of the month? And sometimes you might have food, but like you ran out of something else that's very important, like toothbrush or fucking shampoo.
Toilet paper was a luxury for me.
Exactly.
You wash your ass. That's what you do.
Exactly. And that, I'm telling you, that is actual. It's like acute stress. I can remember the sensation of that. And it's like acute. It's like the kind of stress, I wake up first thing in the morning and it's like, that's where my mind goes to. And then as soon as I think about the situation that I'm currently in, I just want to forget the situation. And I had like bad habits that I would engage in just to like be able to disassociate from like the current like living situation that I was in.
Mm.
But the pain was like, it was almost like physical pain. That pain of being broke. Trust me, it feels like physical pain. I'm not even going to lie. But now like having worked up, I have a little bit of savings. It's not like all that. But like just knowing that no matter what.
But now you're able to work, so it's not like a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like just knowing that there's something in the bank just in case. Like even if I was supposed to lose my job tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to be able to make it for like a bit of time.
Mm.
That puts you in a different state of mind. It makes you actually start living in the present and start planning for the future.
Yeah.
Because back then it was just like you live day by day. You live day by day.
Survival skills.
Survival. You can't even fucking think about next week. You know what I mean? No, it's crazy. It's crazy. So when you say, oh, fuck, I was rich. I wouldn't even say rich. I would say like well off. And that was like when I was back home. When I came over here from,
It was a wrap on that.
I was the broke nigga.
It was a wrap on that. No, but like, even like before you came to Sweden, bro.
Yeah.
I was broke as shit.
Yeah, you've been here for a long time.
I've been broke for a long time. I grew up broke.
Yeah.
I know how to survive. That's my skill. You can put me in any situation now, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to have money to eat, to pay the bills, and also look nice. I can do all three. Yeah,
exactly.
I can do all
three. See, that's the part where I'm shocked about the most. You do it with so much elegance. It's fucking crazy.
I
I'll be broke. I'll be making the same money as you. Yeah, I'll be walking out here with crusty ass feet, dusty ass elbows, dusty ass knees. But you're gonna walk in here looking dusty ass everywhere.
Yeah,
and you're gonna be walking out here looking elegant as fuck.
Yeah, putting on some I know fur how coat. To do I'm it like, all.
Where the fuck do you get the money to do that?
It's I like, don't know.
It's like, we're making the same shit, but somehow you still know how to pull it off that well. You need to be selling drugs. Because something is not adding up.
No, like, I make different priorities. I somehow managed to do that. That's a skill now. Yeah. I got that on my back. I definitely got that on
clarity,
my back.
Clarity, you nailed that. You have actually nailed that. I can say that.
Hey, thank you. Shit. Getting props for being poor.
You know the memes that used to go out back then? People saying, I'm not broke, I'm broke.
I'm broke. I was definitely broke. I'm that. The little body of broke.
If you Google broke.com, your
my
picture
face
is
should
first.
Be there. It should
it
be
is there.
There.
Trust me, Google knows.
It's actually facts.
Yeah.
I am broke. That was my life.
It's a skill.
It's a skill.
It's literally a skill.
Yeah.
Being able to put one on one together.
Just do everything at the same time and still have like money over.
Yeah.
I used to go out. Like
yeah.
do crazy
for dinners
stuff.
And shit like that.
Yeah.
Unnecessary shit.
I just always manage, I guess.
Yeah.
It was fun though.
That's a good skill to have, I'm not gonna lie. That's really a good skill to have. All right, guys, so we'll get into today's episode.
Let's do it.
We'll start with a pretty interesting question for the guys, okay? This was a question for the guys that I found on Reddit.
Okay.
But obviously, you can chip in.
I can chip in?
Yeah.
I'm one of the boys.
Can be one of the boys. Tell us how you feel about the boys saying what they're saying right now.
Oh my god. I'm gonna hate everything.
No, trust me, you're not gonna hate everything. I think you're gonna like them. So the question is, guys of Reddit, what is the biggest turn off in a girl's personality?
Okay. I want to know this.
Most of them, I was like, yeah, that definitely makes sense. I can think how that can be a turn off because I've kind of been in a similar situation.
I want to know this, so I don't do that.
All right, cool. This is something I think we're both guilty of. Okay, the question goes, guys of Reddit, what is the biggest turnoff in a girl's personality?
Mm-hmm.
Girls trying to get a guy's affection by flirting with other guys.
You said you're guilty of this?
Yeah. I would say yes, I am definitely guilty of that. It's like I go to the club, right?
Yeah.
And I start talking to a girl.
Yeah.
Right? And then she goes and she talks to somebody else. I know deep down inside I still want to talk to her.
Yeah.
But like you basically dissed me going to talk to somebody else. So I'm going to go talk with somebody that's not you in hopes that, I don't know, somehow we might come back to each other. but
you're doing that
worst.
To make her jealous, like because she went to talk to another guy too.
In part, yes, but also I'm doing that to be able to just put her in the back burner and also get on with my night. I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not going to sit there and just wait for you to go talk to somebody else and come back to me. So
no, if they're talking to somebody else, obviously it's valid.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like if you like the person and then you go flirt with
somebody
else.
If I like the person.
Oh, shit. I probably did do that. Never
mind. You did?
Yeah, I did.
When everything is going good. Like, If I like you and everything is going good,
yeah,
I have no incentive to go and talk to somebody else to try to get you jealous to be more into me.
No, it would be like some people that were just not taking the action.
But you like them.
I love them.
You love them.
Yeah, this was like my childhood crush, basically.
Okay.
I was in love with that man. I was literally in love with that man. I thought he looked like Chris Brown. I was so obsessed with him. It was insane. But he's a child, sure, but he was not making any moves. The whole school was like teasing us about like, oh my God, you guys are literally like in love.
Yeah.
You guys are going to end up together. He likes you. She likes you. La, la, la. Like the whole school was like teasing us about this.
Yeah.
Facts. It was facts. I liked him a lot. I couldn't stop talking about it. I couldn't stop talking about him.
But did he like you?
Okay. So after like when we grew up, I did contact him again and he told me that he liked me back,
yeah,
but he was never confessing anything to me before.
Yeah.
he will do like the actions of like, oh, if I'm like in Ethiopia, like if you get seated in a classroom, that's your seats for the rest of the year. And they mix you up with like other people that are not your friends too. So like you don't make a lot of noise in the classroom because there's like 56 people in one classroom. It's insane. So that's how like they use the control.
Yeah.
So he will be sitting like another place in the classroom. And he will make sure every time like they place us in different seats, if we were in the same class, he will make sure to befriend the person that was like sitting next to me.
Mm.
And then he will come and sit next to me even... if anything, right. if we're not sitting together. It was fucking cute. It was adorable.
Yeah.
But he was not making any moves.
I mean, I guess he's on the slower side of the spectrum. Let's just put it like that.
He was very flirtatious and everything, but not like he did want, like, yeah, I think he was scared. I don't know. Mm. Whatever it was.
Mm.
So he was not making any moves, and I started dating the guy that was sitting next to me instead. Okay, so I started with this shit. I started with this game right here.
Yeah, okay.
I was like a baby playing games.
It's something very instinctive in people. Because when you were doing this, it's not like somebody told you, I'll try to make the person that you're with jealous. It's just something that you thought of doing. You know what I mean?
It is it's literally something I thought. Wow,
like,
it is.
Trying to make our... partners jealous for them to show more affection in me.
Facts.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we think that's an effective method to make somebody like you. But sometimes it might be, sometimes it might not be. You just gotta count your losses and move on, I guess. Guys of Reddit, what is the biggest turnoff in a girl's personality? Someone who is mean. Like, mean for no reason. Oh, I've met girls like that. I know exactly what you mean, bro.
Oh.
I know exactly what you mean.
This is like kindergarten type of games. Like when a person is mean to you, but they like you the most.
Some people grow up like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay in the kindergarten. It goes all the way to college and university. Okay.
You haven't met a girl like this that was like mean to you just because like... It was like a flirtatious thing for them?
Yes. I wouldn't say it's like exactly mean, yeah? But it's a girl that could like never compliment me.
Oh,
you know them types.
She like, always gotta diss you.
Yo, she always gotta compliment me and be like, "You're nice." The moment I'm like, "Oh, you think I'm nice?" She doesn't wanna actually admit it. You know what I mean? It's like, ugh, it's like, shut up. You know that type of girl. It's like, yeah. If you're gonna be nice, be nice. If you think I look nice, tell me I look nice without taking
dissing
you back.
Me. Fox.
This one. Oof. This one. This one I hate.
This one you hate?
Saying the opposite of what they want or expect to test you. I can give you a typical example.
Mm.
You're in a relationship with somebody,
yeah.
Right? And then you're like, hey, babes, can I go to the club with the guys? And they're like, yes, fine, you can do that. And then you get up and you're trying to leave. They're like, oh.
So you're actually
going to
leave?
So you're actually going to leave me? How fucking dare you?
You're just going to leave me home?
You're just going to leave me home by
myself?
For
your boys?
For your fucking boys? Fuck are you thinking about?
Yeah.
Them kind of ones. Fucking annoying.
But yeah, it's very common.
You can tell me your own, like, what would personally turn you off in a girl or a guy.
Yeah.
After I finish with these.
Absolutely.
And then I'll see if I can think of some myself.
Mm.
Being obsessed with their social media presence. Girls
don't
that are obsessed
like
with
that.
Their social media presence.
Don't fucking talk to me like that.
Oh, you feel
I'm
triggered.
I'm a fucking influencer.
You feel
what are you
triggered.
On about?
Wow.
That's me. That's everyday me.
That's not you, though.
That is me.
At least not when I'm around you.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're not on your phone all the time. You're not, like, always taking snaps or, like, doing TikToks.
Oh.
Like, girls that are obsessed. Let me paint the picture for you. It's
okay.
Like, girls that are like, oh, wow, like, I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit. Always on live, like, hey, guys, I'm going to show you my makeup routine for today. Yeah, you know, them type of girls, okay? Them type of girls.
I literally have a YouTube channel.
I know you have a YouTube channel, but, like, you have your YouTube channel, and you're in that personality when you're filming. You're not just like that, like, 24/7. You're not snapping everything for crying out loud. You know what a social media... like active person is, they literally have something posted on their snap like every day. And like when you're trying to go through their snap, you gotta go through, like you gotta click, tap before you can get through them. That type. You don't even post every day, so it's like,
yeah, okay,
yeah,
okay,
that's annoying. And that becomes even more annoying, like when you're trying to eat, you're starving,
yeah, Instagram has to eat first.
No, Instagram doesn't have to eat first.
Instagram definitely has to eat first.
I'm starving.
Hold yourself, okay? Pace yourself, sir. Yeah.
If you're going to take like a quick snap, yes. But if you're looking for like the perfect angle.
If you're standing on that, if you're standing on your chair, like, thinking this up, you're like this.
If you're bringing ring lights, yeah, bringing like a whole fucking studio just to like take a picture of the food, that's like definitely a turn off. But I guess you only find girls like that in LA, so work home.
Wait, question.
Yeah,
when you were on a date before, like on a dinner date, some shit cute, do girls like take out their phone and like try to snap it,
try to snap like paying? the food and I'm okay with that.
When you're paying,
when I'm paying. Why would they want to snap when I'm paying?
No, like, they're paying. You're the one paying for the meal.
Oh, but they're snapping the food.
They're snapping the food, not you.
I mean, does that upset you? That's calm. That doesn't upset me whatsoever.
Okay, so there's men out here that was, like, getting very upset because of that.
That they're not in the picture?
Like, they're not in the picture.
They're probably ugly anyways. Like, why would you want to be in the picture? I don't get it. It is what it is.
No, I think it was not, like, a first date. Maybe it's, like, you know, a later date, like maybe the 10th or 15th date.
To be honest, I don't mind being on anybody's snap. But I'm projecting. I can understand why they're being mad. Yeah. If we're like establishing something serious, like we're on the
we're a thing now. Yeah.
If we're a thing and you're only snapping the food, I'll get pissed. Bet your ass, especially if I'm the one paying, bet your ass I'm gonna get pissed. Yeah. But
yeah,
I wouldn't get mad about it.
But girls like snap it when you guys are on a date.
Like, it's snapping the food. Yeah, they do that.
I feel like very ashamed to do that. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't want to seem like that type of girl, even though I am the fucking type of girl.
Just like you're saying, Instagram eats first.
Instagram definitely has to eat first.
Yeah, just like I'm telling you, as long as you're not doing the most shit.
Okay, it's just a quick snap.
Like every angle. Just a quick snap. We can do it. We'll move on. That's fine. Guys have read it. What is the biggest turnoff in a girl's personality? And then this one said, someone I know was recently affected by this. Girls that pour boiling water on your face while you're asleep.
What the fuck is that? That's a crime. What is he talking about?
That's a felony.
She put boiling water on his face. Yes,
boiling water on his face. And he still has a face to type? No. It was a friend of his that got affected by that.
I wonder what he did.
What do you mean you wonder what he did? I wonder where she's at, because she needs to be locked up. She needs to be behind bars. That is not okay. No matter what in the world he did, he does not deserve that.
Nobody deserves that. I can name you a couple of men that deserve that.
Your boyfriend. Somebody that you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
What could they possibly do to deserve boiling water on their face while they're sleeping?
Okay, so there was a TikTok that I saw very recently, right? She saw, trigger alert for everybody. Trigger alert.
Trigger warning,
okay?
Yeah.
So she saw, she was living with her mandem. So she has two kids, both like in their teens, young teens, like 13, 12.
Let me just say one thing. If it has something to do with like sexual assault, okay, then yes. Okay, sexual assault, baby girl, I understand.
But
it don't seem like that in this situation.
But you don't know what he did.
You know what?
That's why I asked. What did he do?
You know what this makes me think of? You're thinking the worst. I'm thinking this is one of those crazy girls that are proud to be called crazy, like. You know, guys, I guess, kind of like the crazy girls.
This is giving me crazy girl vibes. Boiling the water? Boiling water on his face. No, man, it don't make no sense. He must have done something like out of this world.
Crazy girls would do anything. Especially if you're trying to break up with them.
No way.
Especially if you're trying to break up with them.
No way.
They might fucking hit you with their car. You don't know how crazy some girls get, man. That's the vibes that I'm getting here. Because, like, sexual assault... I don't think so. I highly doubt that.
I mean, yeah, he was fucking weird. To finish the story, he was telling to his wife that the light into the shower was broken and that he was going to change it. It was literally like above the shower, like where you shower. So her daughter was like complaining that the light is still not working after he fixed it. So her mom went there to see like what's going on to change the light.
He installed the camera.
Fucking camera.
Yeah.
I say burn
him. Fucking perv.
I say fucking burn him.
At least make sure you install the fucking lights correctly. So no one.
Are you fucking stupid? Are you mental?
Why the fuck did I say that? Why the fuck did I say that?
Nonsense.
Nah, that's a joke.
You can't install a fucking light and a camera at the same time.
Yeah, I know,
it's only one bulb thingy.
I know.
He fucking installed a camera up in there. I would literally burn him alive. And I just lock me the fuck up. Yeah, lock me the fuck up.
Deserve.
Yeah.
That one deserved 100%.
I don't know. Every time like some girls act any way like crazy, I'm always like, what the fuck did he do?
No,
I'm
but
so
you,
sorry
you also
about
gotta
it.
Believe some girls are just crazy.
I'm so sorry about it.
No,
but my first question is always gonna be like, what did he do?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
If you wanna have a woman to woman conversation, I can definitely understand that.
Yeah.
But don't always assume the men are guilty or something. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Because some girls are genuinely crazy fucking. I don't want to say the word. I don't want to say the word. I don't want to say the word. But there are girls that would do anything.
I want to hear some crazy stories, crazy girlfriend stories.
I'll try to look up some.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Next episode, yeah. Not initiating any conversation at all.
Me.
Or not being able to hold a conversation. Oof, that's a big one.
Holding a conversation.
Not being able to hold a conversation. That's a big personality turn off. A big one. Like, no matter how gorgeous you are.
No, that kills everything. It kills everything.
It's a no for me. What is the biggest turn off in a girl's personality? The ones that say, if you can't handle me on my worst, you don't deserve me on my best. Yes.
No, that used to be like the quote of the
Even
of
I
the
used
century.
That once upon a time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, yeah, I disagree. Nobody should be able to handle you at your worst. You know what your worst can be as a human? Your worst,
it could be
nobody
a lot.
Should have to put up with your worst. Nobody, not even your mom and dad. Take care of yourself and then come at me.
Yeah, you need to be able to work around your worst too. Like being your worst doesn't mean like, oh, you're beating me up every time you get angry. That's the worst.
That's the worst for guys, I would say.
What do you mean?
Like for guys being at their worst, like when they're drunk on alcohol, blah blah blah, they might become aggressive. For girls being at their worst, it might be like they're just like
even if she's a girl, she can't lay hands on you anytime like she's angry.
That's what I'm saying.
Laying hands on people is fucking crazy.
Yeah, but I'm saying like the typical a girl being at her worst, she might be like an emotional wreck at that point. She might be like. Draining you emotionally, like putting her stuff, her insecurities on you, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, like, I know you're supposed to be emotionally connected with the person that you're with in a relationship, but some people push it. Some people really push it. Like, babes, like, already me as I am, yeah? Once I really take off of somebody's energy.
Yeah.
So if your
too.
Energy is like sad all the time, if you're like unloading your emotional burdens on me, at some point it gets to me, right? So if you're at your worst, yeah, and you feel like there's some shit that you need to work on, talk to me about some of it, the ones that I can handle. The rest, go get you a fucking therapist.
Oh.
Yeah, get you a therapist. Everybody needs a therapist.
But like talk to you about it? What?
No, you can talk to me about it. You can definitely talk to me about it.
But you say you don't.
100%.
The ones but, you can handle is what you said.
Yes, the ones that I can handle. And I stick with that. You can definitely talk to me about the most part.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't want it to be repetitive. And secondly, there's some things that are too deep that it's going to get to me as well. Like, do not emotionally drop all of your burdens on me.
Yeah.
Especially not all at once. No, matter of fact, if you're going to drop it at me, yeah, drop it on me all at once
like
and then we get it over with instead of like dropping a little bit like every day. Every day.
Just every day ruined your life.
Like every day you're telling me some sad shit that happened to you when you were like 5 years old. Oh, that one time somebody pissed in your mouth when you were like seven. Like...
Oh. This shit went out of Kelly real quick.
A fire. trigger warning once again.
It's just a trigger warning in this whole episode.
Trigger warning
this
for
whole
real.
Episode. Yeah.
But yeah, it gets too much. It gets too much at some point.
What is like a turnoff for you in a girl's personality?
Okay. Here's one thing that I'm going to say is a big turnoff for me. Not just in a girl's personality, in a human's personality. Okay. And hear me out. It might sound petty.
Okay.
But I'm really here for it. If you don't laugh at my jokes, that's a turnoff.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
That is a fucking
turn. If you don't find me funny, how dare you? How dare you not find me funny? That's a big turn off for me.
Hilarious.
I'm fucking hilarious. I'm the best. I'm the tall Kevin Hart. The fuck is you talking about? That's a big turn off for me. If somebody doesn't make me feel comfortable when I'm telling my jokes and they're not laughing and I'm not getting no... You know, some people, the jokes, they don't even hear it.
What do you mean?
Like, you're trying to be funny, but they don't even hear it. Like, it's like their mind is not even present.
Yeah.
Those are the worst kind of people for me. They're not bad people per se, but they're not the people for me. That's all I'm saying. If you're not laughing at my jokes, please leave.
Leave? There's a lot of women that laugh at their man's jokes, even though...
It's not funny.
Yeah. They don't find it funny, but they laugh at it. So like, it makes them comfortable. See, but I like that. I think that's love. That's very cute.
I don't want you to laugh at my joke. I want you to laugh at my joke because it's actually funny. And you can always tell when somebody's laughing because they think you're funny.
Can you?
Yeah, I can personally. I personally can. When somebody's faking laughter, I can see it. When somebody's forcing laughter, I can see it. If I get that sense, I'm not even going to want to tell my
joke
because I feel like you're just sucking my dick at this point.
You are sucking my dick at that point.
So, yeah, laugh at my jokes and we'll be all right.
No, I like that one. I'm trying to think like about the people that I dated and what I hated about them. That's the only way I can get it more specific. Yeah.
Or the things you've seen in people, in
okay,
friends.
When they don't like, when they, okay, so I have this baby talk.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I don't have only like a baby tag, I also like meow. It's a thing.
Not in a sexy way, just in case you guys are thinking it's like.
Who the fuck meows in a sexy way?
People do that, like, rah, you know, that kind of shit. People do that shit all the time.
No, yeah. Not like that. It's just, me and my sister, we mowers. So we mow in like special occasions.
To show affection. Like, it's
really why are you a hater?
I'm not a
why
hater.
Are you an
I'm just saying it as it is. I'm just saying it as it is. Is it not that? Is it not like that? I'm just saying it as it is.
If we're very comfortable with you, we definitely mow.
Huh.
Like, I mow.
Kind of crazy because you haven't meowed at me before.
Because I know you're going to judge me for it. You're a bully.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad you know me that well.
So it's like when something sad happens, I mow.
Something sad?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's different type of mouse, right?
Okay. Would you care to demonstrate?
So for me, no, I'm not doing that in public. I know how people judge.
Okay.
So there's different type of mouse that we do. I mow like when something sad happens, like a small, like little petty but sad to me. And there's a happy mow. Like I just mow like when I'm happy. So there's this different type of mouse. And I have this baby talk and stuff about me that is like, if I really like you, I'm going to open up in that way. And I remember like my ex was not like into that at all. And that was like a big turnoff to me. Because that's how like I show my affection to someone.
He was a man. He was like...
He was not having it.
Yeah.
He was not like, stop. But he was not like...
Yeah, he was not. He was trying to look the other way.
He was not reciprocating what I was giving.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I felt like. But I had dated people that were like, that loved that part about me too. And those, I love that. Because that's how I show. I'm not going to tell you everything that I feel, but like, you're going to understand it from my mouth.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
The ones that appreciated that about you, how did they reciprocate?
They started mowing. I love that though.
They started mailing back. I'm just trying to
stop judging.
No, it's because I kind of know the guys, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to imagine the mail, and I'm like, you look like a bitch.
No, I want them to be like. I don't like the macho type.
No,
Like the macho type when it becomes like, yeah, when we're going outside, like if we have to present ourselves in that way, I definitely respect that. And I love that. But at home, when it's just me and you, I want you,
you want to be soft.
I want you to be soft. I want you to be feminine. Emotional. I want you to be emotional with me.
Yeah. That's fair.
Exactly.
That's actually fair.
So like at home, we can be us. And that's okay to me.
That's fair.
Don't be mowing outside though.
No.
Yeah, you have to. You have to explain the mowing times. So that's like my type. At home, like outside, you can be like however you want. But with me, like if they cannot get emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to read a room. Imagine being at a party.
And he mouse no.
And he mouse.
Ick. Oof. Fucking ick, bro.
He's deleted.
He's deleted. I get it then.
Yeah.
I definitely get it. But there's a lot of people that don't like baby talks.
I love baby talk per se, but I don't mail.
Nobody's gonna understand what I'm even talking about.
I get it.
There's the angry mouth too, so it's just mouse for everything.
I get it. Baby talk is nice, and guys are babies. We're like big babies when we're in a relationship and we feel comfortable with that person. I've been there so many times, so I know.
Yeah.
I can be a big baby myself.
Yeah.
Be like on her text talking dumb shit.
You want to tell them what you used to do?
What? I've done so many shit. I don't know which one you're about to hold against me.
The limp.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Funny story. The people that I watched, you, right? You know, there was like, I think it was like in season two,
mm-hmm.
Where when he started stalking one of the other girls,
and
the bitch was like just as crazy as he was.
They came up
with like this new way to say I love you, and it was like I wolf you. So I implemented that in my last relationship where we would tell each other I wolf you, and it was like the corniest shit ever.
That's fire.
In the moment it was cute, but now looking back it's corny as fuck. Do I regret it? No. I mean, I was in that moment, so obviously I was enjoying it. And also I used to do this lisping thing, which to be honest, until today, I think
I'd rather mouth than that. Okay.
It was cute, and at the same time, it was funny as fuck. It's like, I would just list when I'm talking. Let me think of, like, some of the dumb shit that I used to say. It's just, like, anything. I could just be saying something like, I think you're so nice. And I'll just be like, I think you're so nice. You know? But I would do it, like, with the eyes and everything. So at that moment, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And if you're in a relationship, you're, like, emotionally invested with somebody.
Yeah.
Anything goes.
Anything literally goes.
Love is blind.
Love is literally blind.
We've been there. We've experienced that.
It's insane.
Because
after you guys break up, I'm like, what the fuck of crack was I on?
Not just after you guys break up, yeah. Just noticing that same behavior in other individuals, you're like, yuck.
Yeah, in other pairs,
you're like, nasty.
It is gross.
It's gross. Very gross. It's like, the grossest please, thing ever. Stop. What are you doing? Room, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah.
I don't even know you, but you're embarrassing.
You are embarrassing. It's a fact.
It's a fact. And you're thinking, like, how does the other person even like this? But it's like, they're in love. That's what love does to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you thought I was a child when you saw me with my ex.
No, I just couldn't. It was just, like, such a big personality shift.
Yeah.
To, like, when I hang out with you and we're, like, when we're all, like, in a friend group, in a friend setting. It's like, I know you to be almost, like, kind of macho. I know you to like, stand up for yourself. And I just know you to be you. You know what I mean? Like the everyday you that I see.
Yeah.
But then when I would come over to your place when you had a boyfriend, and then you would just become like this soft, male-y type of girl, marrying all over the place. Just like, I was just like, wow.
Wait, I'm mowed when you were there?
Yeah, tons of times. Tons of times.
Oh, Lord.
It would just become like, it's okay to become soft. And it's also okay to become like extra soft. And that's what you were. You were like extra soft.
Yeah.
And my mind just couldn't like comprehend how this is like the same person that I know.
This is my friend.
For real. Y'all should have seen that. Y'all should have definitely.
No, I do. Like when I get comfortable, I get very comfortable.
You get very comfortable.
And then I get very like feminine and soft and just feel like all the guards are down.
Yeah. All the way down to the
floor. All the way door. Like yeah. They're all like smashed into the floor.
You're like dick whipped.
Ew. Don't ever say that.
I'm just kidding. It's cute though. I'm not going
to
lie.
I found something that was interesting that really? I wanted to actually read out to you.
All right.
And you tell me your opinion. What is the most inappropriate thing a coworker had? Oh my God. What is the most inappropriate thing a coworker has ever said to you?
Mm-hmm.
So this person commented about 12 years ago. I worked in a reservation for an airline. And being that the ratio of women to men was roughly 10 to 1, I got to hear nothing but TMI. But as we all know, when a chick is hot, there's rarely something that is actually TMI.
Mm.
At one point, they were flying us out to a corporate for a day of training. And you could sign up for when you wanted to go. So our little crew signed up together, which me being the only guy, one of them was a cute, young, redhead, single mom who had recently had a baby. When we got to on the plane, she said, "Oh, crap, I left my pump at home," referring to her milk pump. As the day went on, she kept complaining about how much her chesticles hurt. Who the fuck says chesticles? How much her chesticle hurts. And I kept joking about how I was thirsty and would be glad to help.
Wow.
On the flight back, she grabbed my hand and put it on her chest.
Holy shit. That became hot all the time.
And it was rock hard. When we landed, she still had over an hour drive home. And as we were walking to the parking lot, she leaned in and asked me if I was serious about offering the help. But that I couldn't tell anyone.
Mm.
We got in her SUV and she pulled up her shirt and bra, which was Look at his eyes.
This shit just got
interesting.
Erotic all of a sudden.
And she pulled off her shirt and bra, which was full of some sort of absorbent pad thingy. And they were soaked with milk from the leakage.
That's free protein.
I proceeded to drain them as best I could. While she started making this little moan of relief, I started to move my hands to her below region, and she smacked me in the back of my head and told me this was a medical procedure, not an intimate encounter. Somehow this permanent friend zoned me in her eyes, and I became her TMI magnet.
Wow. That went places that I was not expecting it to go.
I think you should contact HR.
Yeah, somebody needs to get fired over there.
But he offered, though.
In a joking way.
He should be the one getting fired. Not in a joking way. He literally wanted to. He said she was cute.
He wanted more. He wanted more.
Would you test breast milk if you could?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Let's move.
I'm lactose intolerant. We'll just keep it there.
We just cut the conversation short.
We'll get into the last section of today. I got a confession for us, and this one is a little bit of a long one. Mm. So brace yourself.
I like the long ones. That's what she said.
There's more content.
You didn't hear my joke.
Oh. Dirty ass. Dirty minded. My husband, 33, told me he's no longer attracted to me. 27, female. I'm currently pregnant with twins.
No.
It's about to be a bumpy ride. I don't know what to do or if there's anything I can do. This is basically my last resort before considering divorce. We have been together 7 years and married for 3. This is my very first, very planned, very on purpose pregnancy. I've never been with anyone besides my husband. He was my first kiss and everything else.
What? Mm.
He, on the other hand, not so much. I have a pretty high sex drive, so does he. So going 2 to 5 times a day, if we have time, is pretty normal for us.
Five times a day? A day?
Oh, is it mating season? Like, what am I missing out on?
Do you not have a job?
She said, if they have time. Even if you have time, where do you get the energy? Are you chugging on fucking protein drinks? Like,
even then, man, bro. It's impossible. It's
2 to 5 times a day?
Five?
That's insane. But anyways, I guess this is what married people are on.
They're not, but okay.
They are married.
Yeah, but like married people don't really fuck like that.
Yeah,
this is wild, else. Bro.
This is definitely wild. See, the thing is, I want to say I'm trying to be like that, but God knows I'm not trying to be like that.
That's too much.
You need to have a life.
It's too much.
You need to have energy for like your other daily activities. You can't just.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't just be fucking and be lifeless out here. Because 2 to 5 times a day, you're pretty much lifeless. You have no life in you.
Because the thing is, like, after you do the thing, yeah? You just want to sleep.
Yeah, so it's safe to
say.
That's
all you want to do.
Yeah.
Insane. Anyways, continue.
After I hit around the 12-week mark of my pregnancy, he stopped initiating sex or responding to my sexual advances. It hurt, but he said it was stress due to things at work. So I stopped making any comments for a few weeks because I didn't want to add any extra pressure to his life.
Aww.
A few weeks passed and I mentioned that this is the longest we've ever gone without it. Just trying to see where his mind was at. And he said, why does it matter? Are you cheating on me? Which took me for a loop. I don't take cheating accusations lightly and feel like if you say that, you should be ready to stand on it. It's insulting to my character, demeaning, and honestly downright disgusting.
Facts.
I told him those and how it made me feel, and he just got quiet. I told him I would never cheat. I'm not pathetic enough to do that. If I wasn't happy with him, I would just leave. I have every ability to do so. He got emotional and said he was stressed out about money and some petty debts around $5,000. So after we finished talking, I was thinking of a way to help him be less stressed. So I sent him $7,500 from my savings. I've been working full time for over 10 years and something. At this point, started investing a few years ago, so my saving account is pretty comfortable. I told him I sent it to him and he asked why, and I said the debts. And he said, what debts? And I just stared at him like, the ones you just cried about in my lap. He got caught. He says something like, oh yeah, sorry, I'm just so off today, and goes to sit on the couch. The whole thing felt so weird, so I went out and asked him details about the debt.
Yes.
About the debts. After 20 minutes of back and forth, he finally admitted he isn't stressed about debt and isn't having any money problems. He just isn't attracted to me anymore. I asked him, what about... It gets juicier. I asked him, what about me has changed since the last time he was attracted to me? Because I'm pretty sensitive about my body image my entire life. However, I have never shared those insecurities with anyone. Not even him. It's something I always kept to myself, but even with my current body, I honestly don't think I look that bad. I mean, you're pregnant with twins.
Twins.
So far, I've literally only gained 25 to 30 pounds and I'm still working out and working full time. So now I'm almost mad because I didn't get insecurities popping up. Your hatred for men getting worse.
It's every it's week escalating. Add something new at this point.
It's escalating. Oh, okay. I'll continue. So now I'm almost mad because I didn't get fucking pregnant on my own. And last time I checked, I wasn't the one begging for a kid for the past 2 years. I'm giving him two, and now he's saying I'm ugly because of my belly. Wow. Pregnancy hormones and whatnot. I started crying a little bit, but wiping them away as fast as I could because I was more sad. I was more mad than sad. He said, it's not me, it's the pregnancy. And he's concerned about the long-term effects to my body. And he's concerned about the long-term effects on my body, to my body, after seeing videos of postpartum bodies and C-section scars. Then told me it wasn't fear that I was upset because he's having a natural male reaction. And I'm manipulating his feelings. He's never said anything like this before either. I asked him to explain what a natural male reaction is. And he said, what makes a guy hard and what makes a guy not hard? I asked him to go stay with a friend for a night or two so I can have some space. And he's staying at his sister's, who called me and asked what happened because we never really fight. Mm. I don't know what to do, really. I'm exhausted from everything already, and this is on top of it. It just makes me feel even worse. I've been crying all day and don't have anyone to really talk to this about, so any advice would be very helpful. Thank you. Ah, bro, that got me, bro.
Can we just agree on one thing?
He's an asshole.
That's just facts yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
Does he not deserve a boiling water on his face?
I mean, at the ish, yeah. He deserves 100-degree
boiled,
freshly
water
boiled
on his face.
I mean, in all reality, no, but yeah, he's pushing it. He's definitely pushing it. The scumbagness, bro. I don't know. People think that bringing a child into this world is just like, it's just like.
Like drinking water. Milk. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's literally. It's something that's been happening for like millions of years, evolution, yeah?
Yeah.
Whatnot. But it's a miracle. It's like magic every time it happens. And it wouldn't be possible without women. Okay, let's just put it like that. And this guy has been pushing, he has been the one pushing for his wife
to get pregnant.
Mm. And now she's bringing twins into this world, two beautiful bundles of joy into this world. And he can't even wait until she's done with the pregnancy, right? He can't even wait until she's done with the pregnancy. She's back on track. She's taking care of herself and see where he might be at that point.
Yeah.
Even then, I don't think like sex should be the first thing on your mind, right?
Yeah.
Your physical attraction to your wife at that point, let your wife breathe for like a second or two before you can even bring that into the conversation.
I mean, please.
But he decided to bring that right
when she
more
was
or less
pregnant.
In the beginning stages of her pregnancy, because it was like 16 weeks or so. So she was literally in the beginning phases. And he couldn't control himself.
He couldn't.
At the point where his wife was like the most vulnerable, where she needed more affirmation, like, babes, you're doing
support
great.
Support from him.
Support
yeah.
and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh, he's thinking about what makes him hard. He's thinking from his down below.
He literally researched how
yes.
postpartum, like after pregnancy, it's woman's look body like, looks.
Yeah.
To come and tell her like she's still going to look like shit
yeah.
after she gave birth.
Yeah. He's bombarding himself with fears, right? Because first of all, not all women's body is the same. Some people might have a longer time to recover from their pregnancy. Some people might not.
She's giving birth to two human beings, bro.
It's wild, bro.
Oh my god.
The fact that he had the balls and the urge. If you're like anyone decent and you have a upright conscience, it's okay to think stuff. I'm not saying it's not okay to think stuff. If you don't find your wife attractive at that point,
fine.
I mean, there's fine. Ways to go about it where you don't have to make her feel shit about it. You know what I mean? But you should also be sensitive to like what people are going through at that moment. And also, not everything that you think needs to be said. Some things you can just keep to yourself. Some things you can literally just keep to yourself.
If but
you
have the to fact tell that I didn't understand is like, what are you talking about that you want kids then? Because ain't nobody else. Are you going to have a surrogate that was going to have your kids?
Mm.
Like, what was the meaning of you wanting a kid so like you can put your wife down when she wants to give you life? At this point, I swear to God, if it was his choice and she wasn't really ready for the pregnancy and everything like that, I would do abortion.
I mean, it's already too late for the abortion.
You said early pregnancy.
Yeah, but it's like, I think that's like the second trimester. At that point, it's kind of...
How the fuck do you know about the second trimester and everything? I really have no idea what you've been talking about.
I stay educated.
I see.
I'm wise.
I'm so like freaked out. Are you planning on getting pregnant?
I just be watching too many movies and that. But yeah.
It's the second trimester. What are you on about?
I should have been a doctor, man. I'm a disappointment to my family. Sitting out here trying to do a podcast when I have this capacity.
Hey, don't diss us like this, okay?
I'm just joking, man. You can be smart and do a podcast. Shit. Is it grounds for divorce?
Absolutely.
You know what I see? I just see like a big man who is a baby who is not matured yet. That's what I see. I see a man who feels like he's about to lose his candy and he's worried. Right? He's not thinking straight. Matter of fact, he's not thinking, and that's the problem. But what I say is like grounds for divorce.
Are you serious?
If he sincerely apologizes and then he realizes how insensitive he's being and how insensitive the comments are being, and he sees like how much that it's like disrupted his wife. And then he sincerely apologizes and then he sincerely tries to make it work and forgets about sex for like a year or two. Then I would
but
say
she
it's like...
But she wants sex. She wants to still be married. Like, because you're pregnant doesn't mean like you're not...
Yeah, yeah.
You're not like their partner anymore.
Yeah.
She wants him to find her attractive.
Yeah. I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, if he doesn't find her physically attractive and he doesn't want to do shit with her while she's pregnant...
Even he literally, she hasn't even given birth to the baby yet, and he's planning how her body looks after
look like,
the pregnancy. You don't understand how triggered I am.
Yeah, I guess this is a conversation women should be having. I'm not gonna lie, cause yeah,
you don't understand how triggered I am. She's giving two children into this world that he fucking has. The audacity of men sometimes is just in another level. In another level.
It's mad, bro.
I can't... Oh, my God. I say break up. I can't believe you're not, like, up on for that. For a divorce. I say divorce. Yeah. Abortion. I say fuck them kids. Get you somebody else. Because I'm also... I swear to God. It's not like I'm like, oh, yeah, abortion is fine. All that stuff. I'm just so pro... Give men that deserve kids some kids, period. He's literally...
He's a child.
He's disgusting. He's no, he's not a child. I'm not gonna give him that. He's a grown ass man. He's a grown ass man with this disgusting opinions.
Emotionally immature and insensitive.
Insensitive, selfish, just gross. He's disgusting, and he doesn't deserve any kids or a wife.
I can see how definitely triggering that is, 100%.
No.
But I can also see that everybody deserves a second chance, and I'm even tripping about saying that. But what I'm saying is, like, if he's adamant that that's how he feels and he's not trying to make a change and he doesn't sincerely apologize and buy her flowers every day for a whole year, then that marriage is definitely off. What I'm talking about is like sincere apology for those dumb comments.
You think she's like gonna otherwise, like never get like insecurities because of what he said now?
Oh no, the insecurities are gonna be lingering for sure. The insecurities are gonna be lingering. So there needs to be like a lot of he needs to affirm her like so many times. But you can already forget about having kids after that. Like once those twins are popped out and you want to have more kids, forget about it, my friend. She's done with having kids for good. At least done with having kids with you. Anyways. Because like pregnancy, bro, not that I've experienced it, but I can just imagine it's like such a big moment in somebody's life.
You're going through a lot of emotions. So much support. A lot.
You need so much support. And your partner who put the baby inside of you is adding more to that stress. I mean, bro, it's not even worth it at that
point.
He
don't deserve no kids. He doesn't deserve any wife.
No.
I don't believe in second chances. I do believe in second chances if something they did is forgivable.
Yeah.
This shit is not fucking forgivable.
I can see.
He's literally a narcissist. He's mentally not there.
Mm.
All he thinks is about himself.
That's pretty clear.
Literally.
That's pretty clear, yo.
It's the scariest
thing
ever.
The part that got me the most is when he told her that she doesn't have the right to be mad because he's just having a normal guy response. A normal
guy.
That's not
a normal
guy
man
response,
he said.
It's not a normal guy response. It's not.
To a woman that's giving you a child.
Yeah, whole ass baby.
Two babies. On top
two
of
bundles
that.
Of joy. And you still can't be grateful. No, but just like you said, like I feel like some people, because anybody can have kids, bro. Like literally,
yeah.
If you're healthy, anybody can have kids, and not everybody should be able to have.
Not everybody deserves kids.
Not everybody deserves kids. Yes.
Period.
That. Not
and
everybody
I feel
deserves
I'm very
kids,
like
yeah.
adamant on like okay, men that are actually good men, give them all the motherfucking kids. They deserve the kids. You can't give Joe from the corner some kids.
If
Joe don't know how to feed himself.
If Joe's a douchebag like this, nah, then Joe definitely don't deserve a kid.
They don't. Please, we're holding the uterus. Hold it.
Yeah. That's why women tend to be pickier. Because for you guys, there's a bigger burden to bear when you become pregnant. There's like a bigger reproductive burden to bear on your side. That's why you got to be super careful who your partner is. That's why society is the way it is, because you guys bear a bigger burden. If a man could choose who he wants to impregnate, he would impregnate half his town.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
But it's a good thing that it's on your end as females to be like calculative.
We're supposed to choose who we're mating with.
Yeah.
That's literally the whole thing. You're supposed to choose those things and be like, oh, this person is a shitty person, and this person just doesn't deserve no kids because I don't know, he might be doing some shit on the side or some other things. Like there's a lot of things you need to say, but obviously you cannot always tell. You cannot always tell, and that's understandable. But sometimes it's so fucking obvious, and why are we giving them no kids? It doesn't make any sense to me. If you cannot leave your kid with the father for a week and not be worried that they're not gonna starve, they're not gonna do something crazy and like be in any harm, don't give them no kids.
It's as simple as that, really.
It's literally that simple. I don't understand why people are fighting it. It's our choice, and just don't give everybody no kids. I understand like a lot of women would be like, oh, I want to have a kid, la la la. But, like, anybody? By anybody, though?
Yeah, you need to be picky. Woman, y'all need to be picky for sure who y'all decide to have kids with.
Because this, wow, he's insane. Yeah. He's actually insane. And I'm not blaming her because she might have not known. He must have been lying.
That, yeah, just like we talked about earlier, like, you just like you said, you need to know who you're getting together with, yeah? But sometimes we don't even know who we are. And pregnancy is not something that he had experienced before. So he probably didn't even know he was going to be as douchey as he turned out to be. So you can't always tell is the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah.
Different situation brings out douchiest parts of us. I've been in situations where I've been so douchey. Now that I look back, I'm like, holy fuck. Mm-hmm. No way in the world I said that, or like no way in the world I did that. But I've been in situations like that, and I can just easily tell how you can become something that you never thought you were going to become because you were presented with a situation that you've never been presented with before. But we're not diving into that today. We'll just cut it out there.
We ending this podcast with a very serious note.
On a very serious note indeed. That was it for today. Thank you for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for listening. And you already know the drill, so please do not make me repeat myself, and I'll just keep it short. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Yep. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.